stuff, John. You can check your mind the same way later, so you can remember. Sipi ladies be given, you can be found in your sheet of number seven, let us run in the name of Ashmala. Hold us, you should like to start with seven, let me retire to your sheet of. Why wouldn't you? And the norm is, you have a person to love. So you can let me retire. Now, if you can have a lesson, the son of the master, and the person you put in the mind, and the lesson. What was he reading?
Seems like a strange story that we'd be reading from Karekim Nabi, and then all of a sudden he has this like Soichas. And it didn't seem like he was doing it maliciously or anything. So he was just reading it.
So first of all, just in terms of what the translation of Mice Verde Life which are you calling, I don't know, does it mean that he was wanting that, or does it mean that he took it as a haftarah? So first I'm just not sure, and maybe that is contextually what the shot would be. Either way, apparently, Russia. is called Nikram Lam Tang, my time was from the Sib Yisa. See, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos says, Shalom Yama, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nosan Lam Panem. So the Gemara in Brachos says that Kaviyoth, the Malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch this question. I think that's what it says there. That the Malachim asked the Kodesh Baruch you describe yourself in the Torah as Shalom Yisafanem, Lo Yikach Shalcha, that they don't play favorites. And yet, your favorite probably is says, look, they go, the Fnimishers are good, in obligating themselves to bench even the Kazayas. So, because of that, it's a really big idea. It's not really playing favorites. They go, the Fnimishers are good, so I have to reciprocate. I have to go, the Fnimishers are good, how I relate to them. Shabbos, what is the Gemara? What's so sad? I think I'm actually going to give the false expectations here. What's so special or symbolic representative of the Theodicus Hamozan for Kazai is that there's lots of the vices and lots of the Rabbanans
would also be a Bracha Levatala to bench if the Shir is benching this Kinei Sevilla, then how can you, are you allowed to bench if you don't have Kinei Sevilla?
Right, so the emphasis is that you can ask that question about all brachos that Chazal introduced. So Rav Zaks is the same in terms of his father, Rav Zaks. So Micha, the question doesn't arise after an attempt that the issue of brachos is in the Rebbe. So it's a heimam or behemam. Chazal said the brachos and the tzufa is also. Chazal said that we want to say about if you're AIDS. So according to that understanding, the Chazalis contests it. The classical understanding of the Rambam and the Kibbeger is that the Rambam is Rosh and Tzuch is Daraisa. So the Chazalis have to say that Boi creates is not required in the Torah. So Chazal come, how did you bring over the Issa Daraisa? So Al-Kofach, Reb Mendel said, you have to say what Reb Chaim said about his tefillah, according to the Ramban of the Imei, and even though the chiyuv, according to the Ramban of the Imei, the tefillah, the Yuma, the Inyana, Abed Dvatora, so that's true for any bracha. When you say a bracha, when you acknowledge a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a hagam that the chiyuv to do so right now, to say what creates the chiyuv to do so is Mirabana, but Kiyuma Vinyana, Habidratoli.
There's also be a difference here because benching itself is a bracha d'oraisa. The other cases are there's no bracha b'chlal. So you're taking a bracha d'oraisa and using it in the wrong context, as opposed to just inventing a bracha for something that's
obvious.
Why would
that be a difference? I'm not sure why that.
Siv is a gnai.
So then there is a kri, which is the shvach, which is more euphemistic. Koren osam the shvach. And the Baisa now rattles off several examples of that. The first of which is kagon yishgolema, is the ksiv. The kri is yishkolema. Take a look at Rashi. Yishgolema is higher than the Gemara. Rashi Mishka. Kilsiv Hashagel Yoshev Satzla. Presumably, what Rashi means when he says Lashon Mishka, it means a less euphemistic Lashon of Mishka than Mishka. What exactly it means is a machlokis in the Rishonim. Well, when the Ramban has his famous focus with the Rambam as to why we refer to Lashon HaKodesh as such. He has it in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, apropos of the phrase Shekel HaKodesh. The Torah describes the coin as a Shekel HaKodesh. So Rambam says, well, what makes it a Shekel HaKodesh? It has Kedusha, the Shekel belongs to HaKodesh. So he says, the fact that the mitzvahs HaTorah are defined in terms of these shkolim, that's what makes it a shekel HaKodesh. That's why you described it as a shekel HaKodesh. And then he continues and says, V'chein hatam etzli, similarly, my understanding is, Rashi Rabbi Sein quoted Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh, the fact that Chazal referred to the language of the Hebrew as Lashon HaKodesh, they should divrei HaTorah v'hanavuah b'chol divrei kedusha kulam v'lashon HaKodesh. Just as the Shekel is referred to as Shekel HaKodesh, because the mitzvahs HaTorah, Pidyon HaBen and Ever and Arachin, mitzvahs HaTorah are defined in terms of the shekel, so the context that this shekel is used as, again, as the unit, as the standard divrei Torah, which are defined in terms of the shekel. So too, Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh, because divrei Torah and the Ruah were all said in this language. This is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu employs when he speaks, whether it's to individual Nevi'im or whether he spoke to all of us at Mamet HaSinai. All this was spoken in Lashon HaKodesh. What's more, the Shiva Shema Shema are all derived from this language. So because of that, it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Then he quotes the Rambam famously had said earlier, "V'harav omer b'moed ha'nevuchim al tashav shenikra l'shomeinu l'shon ha'kodesh." No, who bedin? Kizeh haloshon kodesh lo yimatz ubo shemos la'eva ha'be'ila b'zocha u'hanakeva v'lo la'tivro v'la'shasim v'la'tzoa rak b'kira. That whenever talking about whether it's the reproductive organs, whether it's the excretory system, so everything is euphemistic. There are no words in Lashon HaKodesh which literally describe any of these things. They don't describe the reproductive organs, let's say the way in English, and presumably in all languages you have. So you have words where the type of the word is, that it's the word for the reproductive organs. Well, you have words which are words for human waste. You have words for that. Lashon HaKodesh, everything is with a euphemism. Everything is with an indirect reference or allusion. In both of these areas, both the reproductive as well as the expiratory. Then the Rambam says, and here's where the Rambam and Ramban come directly to our Gemara. Va'aliyata usra shegol. Right, the Rambam is quoting it from Tillim, but that's the same shor of Tishkol Lenu, which is the ksiv here in the Tokufa. Because the Rambam says, it doesn't, what it means is, ki hu shem isha hamazumenes l'vishkov. Meaning that, let's say in English, you use a phrase that loose woman. That a woman who's promiscuous, and a woman who's mizana. So you use the phrase, a loose woman. So the Rambam says, that's what the word means. The word isn't a, it's not that word literally describes kashmish, or literally describes someone who's mufkaris lachav. It's also with an indirectness, also with an element of euphemism. Just one sec. The Ramban says it's not true. He says, first of all, as to why the Lashon is called Lashon HaKodesh, I already explained it. Because it's the Lashon which is the vehicle for Kedusha. It's the Lashon on which Torah was said. The Torah who speaks to the deer. So, the Hina Eitzarach Lathar is that, Ke'atav Avora, Shehaloshon, Kodesh Kodesh, Hu Kemosha Karashti. And what's more, not only don't heed what the Rambam says, but it's not true. V'hatav shehiske aldaiti inenu emes. Ki ma sheyichanu yishka lena yishka vena. And he's referring again to the practice which is rooted in our Gemara. Yore ki mishka shem etzem avihila. Rambam said, basically, our Gemara is against the Rambam. Rambam's taich is that what the semantics of the word shego, again, it just means a loose woman, or it means a prostitute, but it doesn't mean, and it's not an explicit word. It's not an explicit word. But man says, so if that's the case, so why do you have to substitute Yishka Vena for it? Isn't the whole point of our Gemara that the Mikra is kosur l'gnai, and the Kri, the Ksiv is explicit, and the Kri is euphemistic? According to the Rambam, that the Ksiv itself is already euphemistic, so why do you have to, why is there a Kri? How does it make sense that the Kri is you substitute one euphemism for a different euphemism? That's the Rambam's statement on the Rambam. Presumably, what the Rambam would say, even with euphemisms, there are degrees in euphemisms. Maybe that's what the Rambam would say. But as euphemisms go, the euphemism of Yishkal Lena is, relatively speaking, less euphemistic than Yishkal Lena. That's what the Rambam's got to tell us. The Rambam doesn't like it. The simple reading of Rashi sounds more like the Rambam.
Isn't the Rambam's shot also difficult in Rashad in the Pasuk? It says, V'ishach here, it's written as Yishkal Lena. It's a verb. How could Yishkal Lena mean?
No, so then what the Rambam would say is that we made a verb out of that noun. As in the semantics of our noun, and then the language then adapted it and gave it a meaning to function as a verb as well. Then the other question is, someone asked an interesting question. Especially the question, I think, is, well, again, in the other cases, I don't know that there's any difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, but in this case, I guess the question would be more according to the Ramban, by the Yishka Lena, Yishka Vena, would be more of the Ramban than the Rambam. But in the other cases, presumably, they're going to be on the same ground. If these Lashonas are Lashonas of Gemai, which it's inappropriate to say, why is it appropriate to write it? Normally, we wouldn't think too much of someone who won't use expletives in his spoken in a language, but will write them in an email. But we're not going to be any more impressed with that person's refinement or delicacy because he writes these things rather than saying these things. So what's pshat? Why, if it's the attack of the shamas of Milai, that sully the lips by being said, so that probably shouldn't be written either. No?
Can we say that whatever the Torah writes is the emes, and that's what has to be written down, and the emes is that word, that's what most directly describes what's going on. Now us, we're reading it, now we want to make it a little more euphemistic for ourselves, but the Torah's going to write actually what's going on, and that word best describes it.
Suggestion. I'm just wondering, but if there's nothing ambiguous or unclear about what the euphemism means, and let's say we use a euphemism, it's like, you know what? So we know what the euphemism means. So then, would it really be a chesaron in the midas ha'emes to use it? So I was wondering as well. I don't know what this is. Again, the idea is true in a different context, but whether it's correct here as pshat, I don't know. But I'll share it for your consideration. Other Mishnah and Chavak, other Machay, didn't have Cholik. Obviously, there was no reach of the seas. Because the pure, pristine state in which they were, in which the world was at that point, so all the limbs and organs of the body that God was created to serve a function, and on a pure, pristine level, which isn't polluted by Yetzer Hara, so the no different than using one's hands for what is accomplished with hands and using one's teeth to chew food. A very pure, pristine world, that's the case. And in the same way, there's no fear to walk around with one hand in gloves all the time. It's not a lack of sleeves for one to be exposed. So in the state in which the world was at that point, the level in which all the Makhava were living until the fate, so there was no breach of sleeves and they're not having clothing. When the Yetzer Hara was sort of transformed and internalized, and instead of the Ivarim representing, serving a function for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, it became associated with our Taivas and our Yetzer Hara. So then, Tzlius requires that there should be clothing. Sneas now requires that people be clothed. So Hashanah Sin Mahachi, so maybe the word is like this. And again, you just have to slightly change the words, you know, in terms of the other words of the Gnai and what euphemism the Vaisa has. So maybe the Ksiv and the Kri and the Torah are both true. The following sense, and the Rav are both true. Maybe the Pshat is in the following sense. The Ksiv of the Torah Kol Nolol, the Ksiv of the Torah represents a world which doesn't exist currently. It existed before the Chet of Adam Rishon, and you're talking that the world will be restored to that state. But the Ksiv of the Torah Kol Nolol, represents that pure and pristine world. In that pure and pristine world, to have explicit words, modest. There's nothing crude about that. The same way you have the explicit word for the fingers, and you have the explicit words for the palm of the hand, and then you have an explicit word for an elbow. So you can have explicit words. And the same way you have for the functions that those limbs carry out, you have explicit words, and there's nothing immodest about that. There's nothing crude about that. In the Torah, Kodma La'olam, in the pure, pristine reality which was initially present when God created the world, there's nothing crude, there's no Lashon Gnai about having an explicit word. The Kri represents the world that we live in. The world in which we live in, so then there is a Chosav Sneus. There is a Gnai which is associated with it. I know. Okay, so the Baisa just lists off the words. Again, they either have to do with Tashmish or they have to do with Tzawah. Omer Nachman, Kol Leitza Nusa Asira, Bami Leitza Nusa de Avodas Kefaba. Leitzanus in this context means scoffing, sarcasm, scoffing, making fun, that type of sense. So the only thing about which a person should say Leitzanus Tavazar, and it's here too, just to share a thought, a suggestion. It might say there are lots of reprehensible and repugnant things in the world. The Bodhisattva isn't the only reprehensible, repugnant thing in the world. There are lots of very, very evil people in the world. Why is the Leitzanus reserved explicitly for Avodah Zarah? What is it about Leitzanus? What is it about Avodah Zarah that counts for that exclusive expression here? So you tough it as follows. Just the Ola Leif HaMa'ayim. Take the following moshal. Let's assume for purposes of the moshal that a person believes, obviously a very dubious assumption, the person believes that under no circumstances should an atom bomb or a nuclear bomb ever be used, and even if the other side wants to nuke you, you shouldn't nuke them first. Okay, a rather dubious assumption, let's assume. For purposes of being able to give this illustration, let's assume that's true. Masha and Cain, this same person or peoples, believe that a gun potentially can be put to good use. Well, it's good that policemen should have guns. Then what this person, what these people would say, let's say you had a person who took a gun and he went and he became a mass murderer. So in commenting on that, the vicious series of events, took the gun and put it to evil use. He didn't condemn and say that God is an evil creation. He thinks that it's good that there are guns, because it's good that policemen should have guns. Masha and Cain, this person who thinks that the Shemot of the Bonai are in no circumstances whatsoever. Say, oh, that's an evil creation. That was an evil invention. There are all kinds of horrible Rishayim, past and present, but they're not evil creations. They made themselves evil. They're not evil creations, right? Amalek presumably had Bechira. Amalek wasn't an evil creation. Amalek made its own evil. Amalek layered on layers and layers and layers and layers of evil on top of its own kin. But it wasn't an evil creation. Abu Zara, when you condemn Abu Zara, it's not what the Abu Zara was made into. Abu Zara is an evil creation. whether it's inventing the belief system, whether it's carving out custom, that's just an evil creation. It's not putting something to. It's not that, oh yeah, but it's our belief system is doing something very good, but it's been put, so it's been misdirected. No, it's just. And maybe what late science means. Just appropriately criticizing, appropriately condemning. The tzaddis, how does she make in Yiddish to say, make ash to blot, make nothing out of a person or out of something when you late tzaddis. But there's a specific form of criticism of Light Thomas, which is reserved for Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah isn't something potentially good which was put to a terrible, which was transformed into bad. The Ikaro, it's something which is rotten. Then the Gemara has it in here.
How does that make it like farther wall of things that are
right. I'm just saying maybe that's why late service is reserved for on one level, obviously Shiva Dhamma Light Sun Protectionist, that which on one level in terms of Yeshua Shalom, Shiva Dhamma is the worst that bad. So it's not that a Bodhisattva necessarily has a monopoly on evil. But it's a manifestation of evil, where it's an evil creation, as opposed to a person. It's not an evil creation.
But no,
it's
I have a that. Creation I don't have that
went
that wrong.
It's bad.
How does that connect with late Tzaddis?
Because maybe what the idea of late Tzaddis is, late Tzaddis is not just condemning, and late Tzaddis is not just criticizing. But when you use sarcasm, when you scoff, it's actually reducing it to nothing.
It's not even constructive criticism gone wrong, but it's a new brio.
Yes.
If you want to compare it to
certainly. Okay, maybe just very quickly to comment on the next to last line here in the Gemara. Amar Rashi, Haman the son of Shimone, Shari the Mizuya, Begimel Vashin. So if what does Rashi say? Well, what's the case of Haman the son of Shimone? So Rashi says, "She yotz is all of Shmuel, so Ra'os is Shmuel, Hashem Noe." We'll come in a minute to say it with the correct view, but there's a Shmuel that this person is an adulterer. If he's an adulterer, you can be a Bazaar. So Chaim has a very interesting deal in Lashon Rashi. Chaim writes the halacha that the fact that there's a rule about someone, even if there are many people gambling about the rumor, that this person allegedly, for instance, let's say it was Noef, you can't believe it. The fact that there's a rumor, again, even if it's being bandied about by many people, that allegedly this person was Mizani, you can't believe it. He says, he'll say that the Ron Megillah contradicts me. So he says, no. The Ron Megillah is talking about a case where the allegations about this person, there were several different allegations about several different incidents. Then the Chavetz says, when you have so many people, the people in this neighborhood, in the city, say it's a Dabi Yodua, that he had an affair with that woman. And the people live in that neighborhood say it's a Dabi Yodua, and in our neighborhood, in our block, that he had an affair with this one, and Kahena with Kahena. So then that type of collection of shmuas, there the circumstantial evidence, so many people would have to be wrong about so many different incidents. Again, all this not assuming that people don't hate them, that people don't lechatchila, that people don't have an axe to grind, etc. Then that creates enough circumstantial evidence that it's mutter to believe it. And once it's mutter to believe it, it's mutter to mevaze. And the Chavetz Chaim says, well, look, it's meduyek in Rashi. Because Rashi says, Yotzos olav shmuos ra'os, multiple shmuas, not a single shmua being bandied about by several people. It needs multiple shmuas, as we're trying to illustrate. That creates a circumstantial evidence that is considered the wrong time of card, that a person would be allowed to believe it, and in terms of being the vaza, the person actually took the act on it.
So you need a quantity in, you need the both quantity of people and quantity of incidents, or even just like quantity of incidents. That would be both. So I give you, if you had 10 times the amount of people talking about one incident, it wouldn't work.
The sunny should. This is called Zion. The Nira Poshet, the sunny Shumane, Mikre Mishiyotzos Olav Shmuos Raos, Shoga Averos Kama Po'amen. Pam Yotzel of Kol, Shoasaka. Pam Ka, Achal Yedei Zen, is Chazek Ve'ir, Lechoshet Al Averos Halala. So in neighborhood A, so they say for also kach, or in neighborhood B, again it's the same kach. In the neighborhood B they say also kach, in the neighborhood C they say also kach. After the kach that happened in so many different neighborhoods, that now everyone in the city says it's a double yodua, that is in Noah. So there the Chafetz Chaim says that bevade kol anshe ha'il lo yitu tamen. So it means you have to say that everyone was mistaken and repeatedly. Not that everyone was mistaken about one incident. Everyone can be mistaken about one incident. But all the people are not going to be wrong about everything all the time, the Chafetz Chaim says. So Zalzayin, the only right is 50% of the time. Zalzayin, the only right is 20% of the time. But the mice said, they're going to... So that already, that there would be sufficient circumstantial evidence. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. I guess tomorrow, and